Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to Studio De Heffrey. I am Jeff Cavanaugh. Thanks for hanging out. Please hit the like and subscribe stuff and leave in the comments. Would you like Derrick Henry on the Cowboys next year? Leave that in the comments because that is today's topic of conversation, and I'm not bringing it up for no reason. I don't know if you guys know this, but I'm not a beat writer. I don't go chasing the news, but I am here to tell you that Derrick Henry to the Cowboys has smoke. It could be a very, very real thing. So, hey, this might be a great time to tell you that a lot of the presentations that I do are brought to you by my friends at BetOnline, where if you use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, you get a nice little sign-up bonus. And I think the last time that I looked at Derrick Henry odds, the Cowboys are like the sixth or seventh favorite at plus 800. Now, I'm not advising you to do anything. I'm just telling you that BetOnline is a friend of mine, and if you use the promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, you get a nice little sign-up bonus. So, it was really interesting to me to hear this. Now, you could do, number one, there's a couple of different things that have happened that qualify as the smoke to the potential Derrick Henry to the Cowboys fire, and it actually surprises me. Because I would think that the Zeke extension and then cutting and dead money and then the Pollard playing under the tag and underperforming would lead to the Cowboys doing a reset on how they feel about spending money when it comes to that position. But this is just stuff that I'm hearing. And again, I'm not a beat writer. I don't go chasing it. But sometimes you stumble upon things. Once upon a time, I told everybody Zach Martin was a 30 visit for the Cowboys because I found that out. And the beat writers got mad at me, and they were quote-tweeting me like, Zach Martin is not at the Star today. And it was like, it turned out his flight got delayed, and he was there the next day. And I was just like, look, don't yell at me. I'm not trying to be a beat writer. I'm just telling you when I accidentally hear stuff. So yesterday, I thought about talking about it on the radio just as kind of a giggle, as a one-off. Because what went around on social media was a picture of Derrick Henry with a real estate agent that was advertising that he had sold a house for Derrick Henry. And if you clicked on his bio, it was a Dallas realtor, which I was like, yay, fun with rumorooskies. But then I heard from another person today. Don't write that off. That's a real smoke fire smoke situation. Which I guess if you go inside the mind of the Jones family, it would make sense. Whereas an organization, you could view something a certain way, like, oh, we got burned when we paid a running back, and we feel like the guy that we put the franchise tag underperformed too. And, you know, we really are figuring out that how good do you block is more important to the running game. I would have thought they would have figured it out. And I think that the Cowboys are barreling towards a 2025 year that's going to be ugly, which we can get into in a minute. With Zach Martin's contract restructure. But even knowing that, with the way the running back market is now, and with Derrick Henry checking pretty much every box of why most NFL teams will be afraid of him, he's 8 years in. He has 2,000 NFL carries. His yards per carry has been on a decline the last couple of years. Like, there's a lot of things that would cause people to distance. You know there is something to telling a Jones, right, but it's Derrick Henry. And they'd be like, oh boy. And I don't know. I don't know. I guess you tell me contract terms, and I'll tell you if I'm on board with it. For the most part, I reside in the camp of give the ball to 22, 23, and 24-year-olds because we can find a lot of people that are capable of doing this job. And let them dudes ride. But it would be interesting. Derrick Henry, when you give him a runway, is so much fun to watch. Watching what he does to poor, not just safeties and corners, but poor linebackers. You give that dude a head of steam, and you are in trouble. So just know, I'm not saying he's going to be a Cowboy. I'm telling you, that I don't know if that is a popular thing out there. I haven't really seen it, but just know that there is a Derrick Henry to the Cowboys fire and there is smoke, and we'll see. But just know that that is absolutely not an impossibility that Derrick Henry could be the running back for the Cowboys this year. And I think he wants to be. So anyway, that's some Derrick Henry stuff. You tell me what you would think about it. I would be, gosh, I don't even know. I don't know. 8 years in the league, 2,000 carries, that's exactly the sort of dude that I would be terrified to give money to. But we look at the running back market and how many dudes are out there and how teams are going to approach it. And maybe you're not talking about the wild running back contracts of the past. Maybe you're talking about an $8 million player instead of a $12 million player. And maybe you're talking about a 2-year contract instead of a 4-year contract, which really means it's a 1-year contract. So I guess it depends. It depends on structure and dollars and all the different things. But I figured it was worth telling. Because when I hear stuff, why not? It's possible. Derrick Henry might be the next running back of the Cowboys. Yesterday, I would have told you a second or third round pick is the next running back of the Cowboys. Now, could go either way. Zach Martin. So the Cowboys, I can get you the exact numbers. I think they're saving like $13 million on this year's cap. Shout out to Todd Archer. There is a beat writer for you. Sweet man, too, for ESPN. Cowboys reworked Zach Martin's deal, opening up salary cap space this year, which means that they will pay for it later. And they're going to gain about $13 million in cap space for 2024. So, there's your Derrick Henry money and then some. That's going to get them under the cap. They'll still do stuff with Dak at some point, whether it's a restructure or whether it is an extension. They'll still, I would think, extend CeeDee Lamb to bring his cap number this year down. I believe they'll still release Michael Gallup as a post-June 1 guy, which will give you mo monies. So, all of those things. Now, why I say I do think this thing is very potentially headed for an iceberg in 2025 is because if Dak wants to, if he doesn't get an extension, he can break your salary cap by himself by not signing an extension next offseason with free agency literally weeks away. There's $50 million you're eating. The Martin deal will... Let me see if I can get the numbers. The Martin deal will also lead to, if he does not come back and play, where you have to eat a bunch of money for him. You'll still be eating, if you cut Gallup, $8 million for him in 2025. You're going to have a salary cap train wreck, very potentially. So, this may be the Cowboys' weird version of all-in without doing the things that you would think all-in dictates. Because in my mind, all-in dictates signing the good free agents and acknowledging that you're going to wreck your cap. But hey, maybe they're just trying to limit their potential salary cap wreckage to 1 year because the Cowboys don't want to be bad. And if they're going to realize that they might have to be bad, they're going to want to do it one time and then pew, come up out of there, not build over the course of off seasons. That ain't for them. So 2025 could be bad. Could be bad. If Zach Martin doesn't want to play football anymore, if Dak Prescott doesn't get an extension and he does get restructured, 2025 could be dangerous. Could be quite dangerous. So those are the things. They've done the thing that they were always going to do with Zach Martin because they got to get them some cap space to add players and to get under the cap. You have to be under the cap. Dak Prescott, we'll wait and see, we'll wait and see, we'll wait and see. And rumor-rooski from Jeff to you. Derrick Henry to the Cowboys? Absolutely not impossible. Because I hear stuff. Because I hear stuff. Anything else I want to talk about with the Cowboys today? I don't think so. I think that's about it. Yeah, the Cowboys are looking at about $60 million in dead money in 2025. If the contract of Zach Martin expires, DeMarcus Lawrence, Brandon Cooks, and Dak Prescott, plus Gallup, that'd be about $68 million dead. So yeah, we could be headed for the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. What's your favorite instrument to play on the boat when it smashes into something? I think I'd like to be able to play, I'm not going to lie, I could come up with a bigger instrument, but the harmonica is 100% what I wish I knew how to play. And I feel like I could learn how to play it, you know? You blow in, you blow out. You move left and right. I should be able to figure that out. But that would require taking time to literally Google how to play a harmonica. And I have a lot of free time. But I don't feel like I do because of my brain. I could learn to play the harmonica right now in the next hour. I don't have anything to do. I could do it right now. I could go exercise too. There's so many things that I could go do. Am I going to? Probably not. Congrats to the Cowboys on getting under the cap. Thanks to the Zach Martin money reshuffles. And keep your eye on Derrick Henry and the Dallas Cowboys. Absolutely not impossible. You guys, why am I accidentally free advertising for Escapeology? Because it's where my energy drink is. I do like escape rooms. What instrument would you be playing if you were about to smoosh into an iceberg? Remember, you have no idea what anyone's going through, so be cool to everyone. I love you. Be easy.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.